A Student's Guide to Psychedelic Harm Reduction and Navigating Challenging Experiences. Written by David Connell. Medical Review by Paloma Lehfeldt, MD. As interest in psychedelics undergoes a cultural revival, accompanied by a rise in clinical research and development and potential FDA approval of certain psychedelic compounds, college students may be coming across media that seems to promote the use of these substances. In some instances, media coverage of psychedelics portrays them as a panacea or cure-all, often glossing over real concerns regarding safety and tolerability. It's also likely that they have seen consumer-ready psychedelic products. The purpose of this student's guide to psychedelic harm reduction is to educate students about the potential risks and important differences associated with psychedelic use to minimize or avoid harm and more safely navigate challenging experiences. We have gathered a range of resources that offer contact with trained support line staff who are skilled in handling crises related to psychedelics and providing help with integrating these experiences. It's paramount to prioritize safety and preparedness, especially considering these substances' profound and often unpredictable nature. Harm reduction begins with thorough education. Understanding the contraindications, effects, risks, appropriate dosing, and legal aspects of various psychedelics is crucial. What are psychedelics? Psychedelics, also known as hallucinogens, are a class of psychoactive substances that produce profound alterations in perception, mood, and cognitive processes. Anecdotally, these substances can induce experiences often described as transcendent, including sensations of unity, altered time perception, and vivid visual hallucinations. However, some users also report having serious, adverse reactions to psychedelics. Most often, these are what is known as a bad trip, an event where someone has a negative experience that may cause serious psychological distress. Common types of classical psychedelics include lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, psilocybin, found in magic mushrooms, dimethyltryptamine, DMT, and mescaline, derived from the peyote and San Pedro cacti. Other non-classical psychedelics include ketamine and 3,4-methyl-N-dioxymethamphetamine, MDMA. How do psychedelics work? The primary mechanism through which classical psychedelics exert their effects is by interacting with serotonin receptors in the brain, particularly the 5-HT2A receptor. This interaction changes chemical messaging in the brain, leading to the altered states of consciousness characteristic of psychedelic experiences. This mechanism is responsible for changes in perception and emotion brought on by psilocybin and other classical psychedelics. Therapeutic potential of psychedelics. Recent research has renewed interest in the potential therapeutic uses of psychedelics. Studies have shown promising results in treating various mental health disorders, including depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and anxiety, including anxiety in terminally ill patients. Some research has suggested that psilocybin, for instance, may produce significant and lasting reductions in depression and anxiety in clinical trials. These findings have led to a re-evaluation of the therapeutic potential of these substances. However, their use remains controversial and heavily regulated due to their potent effects and potential for adverse psychological events, aka a bad trip. Typical trip timelines and subjective experience trajectory for classical psychedelics, ketamine, and MDMA. Each psychedelic compound has a distinct pharmacological profile, leading to unique experiences. Classical psychedelics like LSD, psilocybin, and DMT are known for their strong hallucinogenic properties. MDMA, though often grouped with psychedelics, primarily enhances mood, empathy, and social connection. Ketamine, a powerful dissociative anesthetic, a type of drug that makes you feel detached from yourself and your surroundings, also has hallucinogenic properties in high doses. LSD, lysergic acid diethylamide, 7. Onset, 20 to 60 minutes after ingestion. Peak, 3 to 5 hours, characterized by intense visual hallucinations and altered sensory perceptions. Duration, 8 to 12 hours in total. Subjective experience includes profound shifts in thought, heightened emotional responses, and a distorted sense of time. Visual effects can range from geometric patterns to vividly altered environments. After effects, a period of introspection and altered cognitive function can last several hours post-trip. Safety and risks. Carries a higher potential for intense, unpredictable psychological experiences, including profound alterations in sensory perception and thought processes. The risk of enduring visual disturbances or hallucinogen persisting perception disorder, HPPD, a condition where visual disturbances persist for days or weeks after taking a psychedelic, is more pronounced with LSD. While LSD is not physically toxic and does not cause physical addiction, its profound impact on perception and mood can be disorienting and, in rare cases, lead to longer-term psychological issues. Psilocybin, magic mushrooms. Onset, 20 to 40 minutes after ingestion. Peak, 2 to 3 hours, often with pronounced visual hallucinations and heightened emotional states. Duration, typically 4 to 6 hours. Subjective experience, includes emotional catharsis, euphoria, spiritual or existential insights, and visual alterations like enhanced colors and light sensitivity. After effects. A sense of mental reset or lingering introspection that may last hours or days. Safety and risks. Possibility of psychological discomfort, particularly in those predisposed to mental health issues. Physical effects include changes in heart rate, blood pressure, and potential for nausea. Psilocybin is not known to cause physical dependence but can lead to short-term mental distress or confusion. DMT, dimethyltryptamine. Onset, 1 to 5 minutes, especially when smoked. Peak, rapid onset of intense visual and auditory hallucinations. Duration, short-lived, typically 15 to 60 minutes. Subjective experience, often described as a breakthrough experience with powerful, dreamlike visuals and profound philosophical insights. After effects. Quick return to baseline consciousness, but the psychological impact can be long-lasting. Safety and risks. Known for its rapid onset and intense, vivid hallucinations. Physical risks include increased heart rate and blood pressure. Psychologically, it can be overwhelming and disorienting, with the potential for distressing experiences, particularly in unprepared users. DMT does not typically lead to physical dependence, but its profound psychological effects necessitate caution and context, such as set and setting. Ketamine, 10. Onset, 5 to 30 minutes, depending on the method of administration. Intranasal, oral, injection. Peak experience. Occurs 15 to 30 minutes after ingestion, typically lasting 30 to 60 minutes, with feelings of dissociation and possible hallucinations. Come down. Gradual reconnection with surroundings lasts 30 minutes to several hours. After effects. Residual effects include confusion and grogginess for a few hours post-trip. Safety and risks. Primarily known for its dissociative effects, which can include impaired motor function and a sense of detachment from reality. Physical risks include elevated blood pressure and the potential for nausea. Psychologically, it can lead to disorientation and confusion, and in higher doses, users may experience the K-hole, a state of intense dissociation. Chronic use can lead to bladder issues, known as ketamine cystitis, and there is a risk of developing tolerance and psychological dependence. Use in non-medical settings greatly increases these risks. MDMA, 3,4-methylenedioxymethamphetamine. Onset, 30 to 60 minutes after ingestion. Peak, 2 to 4 hours, characterized by intense feelings of empathy, euphoria, and heightened sensory perception. Duration, 4 to 6 hours, followed by a gradual comedown. Subjective experience. Marked by emotional openness, reduced fear and anxiety, and a strong sense of connection with others. Less hallucinogenic than classical psychedelics. After effects. Potential for come down effects like fatigue, mood changes, and, in some cases, anxiety or depression. Long-term effects can include serotonin syndrome if used too frequently. Safety and risks. MDMA's risks include dehydration, hyperthermia, and potential heart and neurological issues. Repeated use can lead to serotonin syndrome and long-term psychological effects, including depression and memory impairment. MDMA can also be adulterated with other harmful substances, increasing risks. While not highly addictive, it can lead to psychological dependence and tolerance. Each substance has a unique profile affecting perception, emotion, and cognition. The subjective experiences are deeply personal and can vary widely among individuals. Additionally, factors like the environment, setting, and the individual's mental state, set, play crucial roles in shaping the psychedelic experience. Contraindications for classical psychedelics, ketamine, and MDMA. Classic psychedelics, ketamine, and MDMA, while having potential therapeutic benefits, also come with significant contraindications. Understanding the risks of psychedelic use is crucial for safety, especially considering the powerful psychological and physiological effects these drugs can induce. Classic psychedelics, LSD, psilocybin, DMT, contraindications. Mental health conditions. Individuals with a personal or family history of psychotic disorders, such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, are at increased risk of adverse psychiatric reactions. Cardiovascular issues. Some psychedelics can elevate blood pressure and heart rate, posing risks to those with underlying heart conditions. Medications interactions. Psychedelics can negatively interact with a range of medications, especially antidepressants like SSRIs, leading to potential serotonin syndrome or diminished effects of the psychedelic. Pregnancy and lactating mothers. The effects of psychedelics on fetal development are not well studied. Thus, they are contraindicated during pregnancy. Mental state and environment. Physical location and an individual's mental state, set and setting, play a critical role in the psychedelic experience. Inappropriate settings or challenged mental states can lead to negative experiences. Ketamine contraindications. Neurological health. Individuals with a history of severe neurological disorders, including epilepsy, should not use ketamine due to its potential to cause neurological side effects such as seizures in susceptible individuals. Cardiovascular risks. Ketamine can increase heart rate and blood pressure, posing risks to those with pre-existing cardiovascular conditions such as heart disease or hypertension. Mental health conditions. While there is interest in using ketamine for treating certain psychiatric disorders, it can worsen symptoms in some conditions, especially in individuals with a history of psychosis or severe dissociative disorders. Medication interactions. Ketamine can interact with various medications, including CNS depressants, anesthetics, and certain psychiatric medications. These interactions can lead to increased sedation or other adverse effects. Bladder and urinary tract. Chronic use of ketamine can lead to urinary tract and bladder issues, including ketamine cystitis, making ketamine contraindicated for individuals with a history of urinary tract or bladder problems. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Ketamine is also contraindicated during pregnancy and breastfeeding due to potential risks to the fetus or infant, including developmental issues and other complications. Substance abuse and dependence. Given its potential for abuse and the development of psychological dependence, ketamine should be used cautiously in individuals with a history of substance abuse or addiction. MDMA contraindications. Neurological health. MDMA is contraindicated for individuals with a history of seizures or other neurological disorders. Cardiovascular risks. Similar to psychedelics, MDMA can increase heart rate and blood pressure, posing risks to those with heart conditions. Mental health conditions. While MDMA is being studied for treating certain mental health conditions, it can exacerbate symptoms in some disorders, such as anxiety or mood disorders, particularly in uncontrolled settings. Medication interactions. MDMA's interaction with antidepressants, especially SSRIs and MAOIs, can be dangerous, leading to serotonin syndrome. Bladder and urinary tract. Chronic use of ketamine can lead to urinary tract and bladder issues, including ketamine cystitis, making ketamine contraindicated for individuals with a history of urinary tract or bladder problems. Hydration and overheating. MDMA can disrupt the body's temperature regulation and lead to dehydration. It's crucial to manage hydration and avoid excessive water intake, which can lead to hyponatremia, low blood sodium, aka water poisoning. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Due to potential risks to the fetus or infant, MDMA is contraindicated during pregnancy and breastfeeding. It's important to note that while research into psychedelics and MDMA is growing, there is still much to learn about their long-term effects and interactions. Individuals considering these substances, especially for therapeutic purposes, should consult healthcare professionals and consider existing mental and physical health conditions. The legal status of these substances also varies by region, and they are often subject to strict regulatory controls. 12, 6, 13. Understanding psychedelic-assisted therapy versus recreational use. Psychedelic-assisted therapy and the recreational use of psychedelics are two fundamentally different approaches. These substances, each with its context, intentions, and implications. In psychedelic-assisted therapy, the use of substances like psilocybin or MDMA is integrated into a therapeutic process under the guidance of trained professionals. This therapy typically occurs in a controlled, clinical setting designed to provide safety and support. The focus is on mental health treatment, and psychedelics serve as a tool to enhance or facilitate the therapeutic process. Therapists are present throughout the session, providing guidance and support. The dosage is carefully controlled, and the entire process is often part of a larger treatment plan that includes preparatory sessions and post-session integration therapy, the practice of utilizing talk therapy and other techniques to intentionally integrate the psychedelic experience into your daily life and routine. Furthermore, psychedelic-assisted therapy, within a harm reduction framework, has the potential to be pivotal for individuals transitioning from hard drug and alcohol use. This approach prioritizes informed decision-making, focusing on educating patients about the risks and benefits of psychedelics, without advocating for or against their use. It emphasizes the importance of understanding interactions between psychedelics and other medications, under the guidance of medical professionals. Additionally, this method acknowledges the potential positive impacts of psychedelics, framing their use within a growth-oriented lifestyle. Through this balanced focus on safety and beneficial outcomes, psychedelic-assisted therapy offers a nuanced and potentially transformative option for substance use treatment. Conversely, recreational use of psychedelics occurs outside of a clinical or therapeutic setting. This type of use lacks a structured environment and professional oversight in therapeutic settings. Recreational use can vary widely in terms of setting, dosage, and the purity of the substances used, leading to unpredictable and potentially risky experiences. The absence of professional guidance and a supportive setting can increase the risk of negative reactions, such as anxiety, panic attacks, or even long-term psychological issues. Some of the key distinctions are as follows. Psychedelic use in a therapeutic setting. A controlled clinical environment with professional oversight. Aimed at treating specific mental health conditions or facilitating emotional healing. Conducted within legal frameworks. Often as part of approved clinical trials or regulated therapy programs. Precisely measured doses and assured substance purity. Comprehensive risk assessment, preparation, and post-session integration support. Psychedelic use in a recreational setting. Use for personal exploration, enjoyment, or social purposes. Variable levels of risk management, often lacking formal support mechanisms. Uncontrolled, varying environments without professional guidance. Potential problems with dosage and substance purity. Often illegal, depending on the jurisdiction, and associated with various legal risks. One of the most important and potentially impactful aspects of psychedelic use is integration. Integration is the practice of taking lessons and experiences learned during a psychedelic trip, and integrating them into your daily life. When taken outside of a therapeutic setting, you may not have the necessary support and experience needed to fully integrate the things you learned while under the effects of classic psychedelics or other compounds like MDMA and ketamine. This can make the recovery process much longer, and you may lose some of the most critical aspects of the psychedelic experience. Understanding these differences is crucial for anyone considering the use of psychedelics, whether for therapeutic purposes or recreational exploration. The therapeutic use of psychedelics is a growing field of research, showing promise for treating various mental health conditions. While recreational use remains a complex and often legally ambiguous activity. What is set and setting? The concepts of set and setting are fundamental in understanding the experiences and effects of psychedelic substances. These terms were popularized in the field of psychedelic research to emphasize the importance of psychological and environmental factors in shaping the experience of a psychedelic journey. 16, 17, 18. Set. This refers to the mindset or psychological state of an individual before consuming a psychedelic substance. Set encompasses a person's expectations, mood, and mental health during the experience. This can include their intentions, emotional state, and pre-existing mental conditions. The set plays a crucial role in influencing the nature of the psychedelic experience. A positive mindset can lead to profound, insightful experiences, while a negative or anxious mindset may increase the likelihood of a challenging or unpleasant trip. Setting. This denotes the physical and social environment in which the psychedelic experience occurs. Setting includes factors like the location, the presence or absence of other people, the level of comfort and safety, and the general ambiance, including lighting, music, and overall atmosphere. A supportive and secure setting can foster a positive experience, whereas an uncomfortable or overstimulating environment may lead to disorientation or distress during the psychedelic journey. The interaction of set and setting is crucial for the outcome of a psychedelic experience. Some key considerations include personal preparation, set, understanding one's mental health status and expectations, having a clear purpose or goal for the experience, being aware of and prepared for the emotional intensity, environmental factors, setting, choosing a location that feels secure and pleasant, being with people who are supportive and understanding, ensuring a calming and non-threatening environment, influence on experience. A good set and setting can lead to more beneficial and insightful experiences. Reducing the likelihood of a negative or challenging trip. Carefully considering both set and setting is recommended for anyone engaging with psychedelics. These elements are key to maximizing the potential benefits and minimizing the risks associated with psychedelic experiences. Avoid underestimating the impact of set and setting. The importance of set and setting in the realm of psychedelic experiences is deeply rooted in how these factors fundamentally influence the nature and quality of the experience. In essence, set and setting are critical because they can significantly influence not only the immediate experience of the psychedelic journey but also its long-term psychological impact. Good management of set and setting can help in harnessing the therapeutic potential of psychedelics, aiding in personal growth and healing. Conversely, neglecting these aspects can lead to negative experiences, which might include psychological distress or exacerbation of pre-existing mental health issues. Legalities. Under federal law, most psychedelics, including LSD, psilocybin, and MDMA, are classified as Schedule I substances under the Controlled Substances Act. This classification indicates that they are considered to have a high potential for abuse, no currently accepted medical use, and a lack of accepted safety for use under medical supervision. Some states and municipalities with decriminalization or legalization efforts. In recent years, a significant shift in public perception of psychedelics and the underlying science has spurred several states and municipalities to enact significant legal changes regarding civil and criminal penalties for psychedelic fungi and entheogenic plant medicines. For instance, the city of Oakland has decriminalized the use of some naturally occurring psychedelics such as psilocybin, while others, such as the state of Oregon, have legalized the supervised use of magic mushrooms for adults. Often the difference between legalization and decriminalization is not well explained. Legalization means that a substance is fully legal to possess and use with no, or few, criminal consequences, excluding illegal activities such as driving under the influence. Decriminalization, on the other hand, simply means that something has been moved to the lowest enforcement priority for law enforcement, but it may still carry some civil or criminal penalties for simple use and possession. Oregon. Legalized psilocybin for therapeutic use. Decriminalized small possession of all drugs. Colorado. decriminalized natural psychedelics like psilocybin mushrooms, DMT, ibogaine, and mescaline, not sourced from peyote. Washington, D.C. decriminalized natural psychedelics, including magic mushrooms, ayahuasca, and mescaline through a ballot initiative. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Decriminalized psychedelic plants and fungi, such as psilocybin, ayahuasca, ibogaine, mescaline, and peyote. Oakland, California. Expanded its decriminalization policy to include psilocybin and other entheogenic plants, like ayahuasca and peyote. Santa Cruz, California, followed Oakland's lead in decriminalizing entheogenic plants and fungi, like psilocybin mushrooms, ayahuasca, ibogaine, and mescaline. Somerville, Massachusetts, passed a resolution to make the arrest for possession of entheogenic plants, specifically psilocybin, ayahuasca, mescaline containing cacti, and ibogaine, among the city's lowest law enforcement priorities. Cambridge, Massachusetts, similar to Somerville, it decriminalized magic mushrooms, ayahuasca, and ibogaine. Seattle, Washington. The city council approved a resolution to decriminalize non-commercial activities related to a wide array of psychedelic substances. According to the law, this applies to any living, fresh, dried, or processed plant or fungal material, including teas or powders, that may contain currently scheduled or analog psychoactive indolamines, tryptamines, or phenethylamines, including, but not limited to, psilocybin mushrooms, ayahuasca tea, mescaline, and iboga. These legal changes, particularly in states like Oregon and Colorado, both of which recently legalized entheogenic plants and fungi, indicate a growing acceptance of the potential therapeutic benefits of psychedelics and a shift towards a health-focused approach to drug policy. However, it's important to note that these changes often only pertain to state laws, and federal law still prohibits the use, possession, and distribution of these substances. This discrepancy can create legal ambiguities and complexities. The trend towards decriminalization and legalization, especially for therapeutic uses, is likely to continue as more research emerges supporting the medical benefits of psychedelics. However, anyone considering the use of psychedelics should remain aware of the specific laws in their jurisdiction, as these can vary significantly from place to place. Psychedelic edibles and consumer-oriented products. Psychedelic edibles and consumer-oriented psychedelic products, while gaining popularity, come with significant safety concerns. Inconsistent doses and potency. Varying concentrations in edibles can lead to unpredictable experiences. Lack of accurate testing. Psychedelic edibles and other consumer-oriented psychedelic products may not be tested accurately, particularly at the milligrams and micrograms levels. Inaccurate ingredients list. Frequently, gray and black market consumer products purposely use inaccurate ingredient lists in order to avoid being detected as containing illegal ingredients. This ultimately means they may contain synthetics, other psychoactive ingredients, or entirely different ingredients than what is expected. Delayed onset and prolonged duration. Effects from edibles may take longer to manifest and can last longer, increasing the risk of overconsumption. Risk of accidental ingestion. These products resemble ordinary food items like snacks, candies, or sweets and can be accidentally ingested, especially by children. Quality and contamination concerns. Unregulated production raises issues of purity and safety. Psychological risks. Inexperienced users may face intense psychological challenges without proper guidance or understanding. Lack of standardization. Absence of quality control in the market. Psychedelic edibles introduce an array of safety issues primarily due to their mode of consumption and the unregulated nature of their production. The variability in dosage and potency is a primary concern, as it can lead to either underwhelming or overwhelmingly intense experiences, the latter potentially posing significant risks, especially to inexperienced users. The delayed onset of effects characteristic of edibles often leads to overconsumption, as individuals might ingest more, thinking the initial dose was insufficient, only to find themselves overwhelmed when the effects finally manifest. When addressing the safety issues associated with psychedelic edibles, A harm reduction approach emphasizes informed decision-making and education about consumption. This includes understanding the variability in dosage and potency, which is particularly relevant due to the unregulated nature of these products. Consumers need to be made aware of the delayed onset of effects characteristic of edibles to prevent overconsumption. Ensuring quality and purity, alongside legal compliance, is also vital. Support and integration post-consumption are also crucial, much like in therapeutic settings, to help individuals process their experiences effectively and safely. Additionally, the similarity of these products to regular food items raises the risk of accidental ingestion, a particularly concerning issue in households with children. The unregulated market in which many of these products are produced further exacerbates safety concerns, with issues surrounding contamination and lack of quality control. These situations may be compounded by the psychological risks associated with consuming potent psychedelics without adequate preparation, guidance, or understanding of their effects. These factors underscore the need for caution and awareness regarding the use of psychedelic edibles and consumer-oriented psychedelic products. Microdosing safety and harm reduction tips. Microdosing. The practice of taking very small amounts of psychedelics like LSD or psilocybin has gained popularity for its potential benefits, such as enhanced creativity, improved mood, and increased focus without the prolonged intoxicating effects of a full dose. However, safety and harm reduction are crucial considerations. It is also important to note that the science is mixed at best, with some studies indicating that microdosing may not be effective, and others suggesting it may have some legitimate benefits. Furthermore, outside of states like Colorado and Oregon or certain municipalities, microdosing with psychedelics is illegal. Some key safety tips include: start with a very low dose. Begin with a dose much lower than a typical psychoactive dose to understand how your body reacts. This is typically between 1/10 and 1/20 of a normal dose, though it may vary by protocol and personal preference. Test your drugs. Before beginning a microdosing regimen, you should always test the substance you may be using. Understand the substance. Research the specific psychedelic you plan to microdose. Each substance has its effects, duration, and recommended dosing guidelines. Ensure accurate dosing. Precise measurement is vital due to the potency of these substances. Inaccurate dosing can lead to unintentionally ingesting a full psychedelic dose. Consider mental health history. If you have a history of mental health issues, particularly psychotic disorders, consult with a healthcare professional before microdosing, as psychedelics can exacerbate certain conditions. Set and setting still matter. Even at low doses, your mindset and environment can influence your experience. Choose a safe, comfortable setting. Monitor your response. Keep a journal to track your experiences, including any benefits and side effects. This can help in adjusting doses and identifying patterns. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery, even though the small doses may still alter perception and reflexes. Be mindful of dependency. While psychedelics are generally not considered addictive, psychological dependence is a possibility with any substance use. Seek professional advice. Consulting with a healthcare provider can provide personalized advice and safety information. Be cautious with other medications. Psychedelics can interact with other medications, especially psychiatric medications like antidepressants and SSRIs. Consult a healthcare professional before combining substances. Microdosing, like any form of drug use, carries potential risks and benefits. Approaching it cautiously, respecting the substance, and focusing on harm reduction can help minimize risks. Since research on microdosing is still in its early stages, staying informed about the latest studies and recommendations is also advisable. Drug testing and harm reduction services. Accurately determining a substance's purity and potency may not always be possible. However, testing drugs before use can provide additional information about their contents and allow informed decisions about use and dosing. Websites and organizations that provide and sell drug testing kits or services include Dance Safe. Dance Safe offers drug testing services. In person, the organization attends events and festivals using test kits and machines to check substances. At home, testing kits can be bought through the website, including test strips to check for the presence of a specific drug and reagents to indicate unexpected or suspicious reactions. In a lab, individuals can send their drug samples to be tested, which provides accurate and specific results. Substance drug checking. Substance drug checking is a service offered in British Columbia, Canada. Individuals can attend in person with a sample or send a sample to the lab for testing. Test Kit Plus. Test Kit Plus is based in Canada and ships products worldwide. They offer a range of drug testing kits that can be purchased and delivered, including various drug identification and purity kits. Psychedelic emergencies and support hotlines. Fireside Project. If you are experiencing a difficult psychedelic event or still need help processing one, call or text 62FIRESIDE. The Fireside Project offers free emotional support during or after a psychedelic experience. You can also download their app. Their services are completely confidential, and their staff is rigorously trained, compassionate, and knowledgeable regarding psychedelics. SAMHSA, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. You can contact SAMHSA's National Helpline at 800-622-HELP. 4357. Their confidential helpline is available 24/7 in English and Spanish for individuals and family members experiencing emotional distress or crisis. Emotional and crisis support for the LGBTQIA+ community. Members of the LGBTQIA+ community may face unique and difficult situations during a challenging psychedelic experience. If you need emotional or crisis support, dial 888-688-5428 or visit lgbthoughtline.org. Their hotline is designed for people of all ages and staffed by a dedicated team of highly trained volunteers from all parts of the LGBT+ community. They also offer a dedicated line for LGBT+ seniors that you can reach at 888-234-7243. Are you a veteran having a psychiatric or emotional emergency? If you are a veteran experiencing a difficult trip or crisis, please contact 800-273-8255 and press 1. This will connect you to the Veteran Crisis Line. Their hotline is staffed by experienced personnel, many of whom are also veterans. A trained responder will answer your call 24/7 to help you through a crisis, anxiety, or thoughts of self-harm. Support for integration post-challenging experience. TripSit. TripSit offers information and support to individuals using psychedelic substances. They have a mobile app and online chat service to provide support and information. They can provide guides or TripSitters for people struggling with a non-ordinary state of consciousness or feeling that they need additional support. They offer a friendly and supportive network of volunteers who are available 24/7, provide information about harm reduction techniques such as drug testing, and promote discussions around psychedelic use. Spiritual Crisis Network UK. The Spiritual Crisis Network is a UK-based organization with trained volunteers who provide email support, community forums, peer support groups, and advice for people experiencing a spiritual crisis or emergency. Individuals can contact the email support service with information about what is happening to themselves or someone they are supporting and will receive a response from non-judgmental volunteers. The Spiritual Crisis Network also provides peer-led support groups in England for people who have experienced a spiritual crisis, where they can share their experiences and receive support to understand and integrate these experiences. People who cannot access local groups can also attend online peer support groups. Zendo Project. The Zendo Project offers online and in-person education to individuals, communities, and organizations to promote psychedelic harm reduction and peer support. They can attend events and festivals to provide training, workshops, and online courses and information. This includes education around psychedelic harm reduction, gaining skills to become a sitter or facilitator, managing challenging or extreme states of consciousness, the importance of setting and mental state. Never use alone. Call 1-800-484-3731 www.neveryousayalone.com. Never Use Alone is a nonprofit organization providing a crisis hotline for substance use. People calling the hotline can speak to volunteers who have personal experience with substance use. Volunteers gather information about the individual, including their location and the substance they will use. They remain on the line while the drug is administered to ensure safety and can call emergency services if the individual becomes non-responsive. The goal is to reduce the risk of harm and overdose. Emergency hotlines. If you or a loved one are experiencing a medical emergency and require immediate attention, please dial 911, USA, immediately. Suicide Prevention Hotlines. 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Call or text 988. The 988 Lifeline provides 24/7, free, and confidential support for people in distress, offering suicide prevention and crisis resources for individuals and their loved ones and best practices for professionals in the United States. People needing crisis support can call or text 988 or use the chat service on the 988 website to contact trained staff. In the event of a medical emergency, call 911. Crisis Text Line. The Crisis Text Line provides 24/7 support for virtually any crisis. A skilled crisis counselor will receive your message and engage with you through our secure online platform. This trained volunteer will assist you in transitioning from a moment of intense distress to a calmer state. Choose to chat through text message, their online chat app, or WhatsApp.